Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 54, Creative Action. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episode is brought to you by Kevin's Emotional Trauma Outreach, or KETO Support Network. Hello. I'm here today to talk to you about something very serious. Your health and your well-being. You've been told that you need to exercise, eat a healthy diet, maybe even explore a vegan lifestyle. And here's the truly frightening part of this all too common prescription for health and longevity. You did it. You are the one infinitesimal percentage of people who actually followed the advice. You exercise regularly. You avoid drugs and alcohol. You maintain a healthy weight. You live a vegan lifestyle. And now, you're paying the price for it. Because your old college roommates, they remember you as the guy who used to pass out with a bottle of Tanqueray in one hand and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in the other. Now in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, they mock you relentlessly in group chats, at tailgates, at weddings, anywhere joy once existed. Does this sound like you? Well, you're not alone. Join Kevin's KETO Support Network. During counseling and group sessions, Kevin and his team of buff bros will listen to all of the deeply hurtful things your friends have said. He'll offer guidance, support, the best tofurkey sausage options, and near beer recommendations for when you're inevitably invited to show up for the tailgate. He'll even coach you on what to say when the mocking begins. Phrases like, vegan or not, I'm ready to rock. Powerful. Grounding. Deeply ineffective, but empowering. And while your friends may continue down the path of fried foods and poor decisions, and very possibly pass away in their early 60s from heart disease or cirrhosis of the liver, you, my friend, will have decades more to process the trauma of what they said about you. Call Kevin today. Join the KETO Support Network. Because living longer means remembering more. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this, although, Kevin, you probably should be. In this episode, Earl takes a deep dive into creative thinking, and just as importantly, into creative action. He begins with an important caution. Thinking alone is never enough, but it is always the first step. creative thinking is the seed from which every meaningful improvement grows. Earl encourages us to live in a constant state of awareness, looking at our environment, our work, our routines, and asking, how could this be better? He offers a vivid metaphor. Hang your idea on a hook and walk all around it. Look at it from every angle, examine it upside down, inside out, and from here, perspectives you normally would ignore. New insights almost always emerge when you slow down and really study the problem. And above all, don't be afraid to break from the crowd. Earl reminds us that most new ideas are rejected when they're first introduced. Resistance is not a sign that an idea is wrong. It's often just a sign that something is unfamiliar. To drive this home, Earl shares the story of Walt Disney. When Walt Disney had a new idea, something creative, he would deliberately ask 10 people what they thought of it. If all 10 explained why it couldn't be done or why it shouldn't be done, that was his signal to begin working on it immediately. Why? Because groundbreaking ideas rarely receive approval. They threaten the comfort of what is familiar. Disney understood that consensus can be the enemy of creativity. Of course, not every idea should be acted on. Earl emphasizes the importance of evaluation before execution. He offers a practical 4-part test to judge if an idea is worth pursuing. First, effectiveness. If implemented, how likely is this idea to produce the desired results? Second, facility. How easy or difficult will it be to carry out? Three, time. How long will it take? Time spent on one project or idea means time is not spent elsewhere. And fourth, finally, cost. What will it require financially? And does it offer a reasonable return on that investment? This framework helps separate inspired ideas from impractical ones and protects us from chasing novelty instead of progress. Earl then delivers a reminder that cuts deep. Excellence is not an act. It is a habit. Doing something well once doesn't count for much. Excellent requires showing up every day with the same commitment to quality and improvement. He warns against clinging to how things were done or are done today. People and organizations that fail to grow and prepare for change are often blindsided when change inevitably happens. In the final section, Earl turns to creative persuasion. Every sale of a product, a service, or even an idea begins with the imagination. The key to persuasion isn't pressure, it's understanding. Earl recommends systematically exploring the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, and the how, by asking thoughtful questions and listening carefully to responses. We uncover the real problem beneath the surface. Only then can we create solutions that are truly meant to serve everyone involved. To fuel the ideation process, Earl offers a simple but powerful method. Think positively. Expect that a solution will emerge. Write down every idea No filtering through that first pass. Next, generate quantity. Stretching for more ideas forces deeper creativity. And finally, combine and refine. Improve, merge, and evolve your best thoughts. Once you have a strong candidate, return to the four-part test, effectiveness, ease, time, and cost, to decide whether to act. Earl reminds us that this process works just as well for personal problems as it does for business challenges. Episode 54 reinforces a crucial truth. Creative thinking opens the door, but creative action walks through it. The people who change their lives and their world are not just idea generators, they are evaluators, refiners, and doers. Think boldly, question deeply, and then act wisely. Deliberately act as well and consistently. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.